This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's Aaron's favorite part of the show.
I'm actually really excited about
this. You're on board?
Yeah. Today. That's it.
Okay. It is Feel Good Friday.
Oh, no.
So when we forego the negative and tell you the stories of happy things happening in the world, who's starting today?
I would love to start.
Oh, Aaron, I would love for you to start.
Thank you. Aww. So there is a man going viral on TikTok. His name is Doug. Doug is an elderly gentleman. He lost his wife last year, and he decided to throw a winter celebration party, and he hand wrote these invitations, walked them up to all of his neighbors' front doors. He didn't want to put them in the mailbox, and he explained everything.
That his wife has passed and...
Just that there's a party coming up on the 15th. It's a winter celebration party. The invite says starting at 4 until the cops arrive.
Yeah.
And so...
This man has gone so viral on TikTok. Everyone wants to go to the party.
They've
created... It's Bucks County, which I don't know where that is. I want to say it's like... I don't know why the Dakotas are coming into my head, but okay. That's just... A complete guess.
Because we can take the day off and go.
I would love to.
Why would we not go?
Well, it's because it's only invited. He's only neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But he's old.
So?
He's not gonna.
We're not gonna pick on old people.
No, he's not gonna know if we're neighbors.
Yeah, that's.
We can just be like, I live 4 houses up the street.
He personally invited people.
Huh?
He personally invited
everyone.
I know,
but he just left it on the door. He doesn't know who's there.
So like,
I'm Tim's cousin from up the street.
He didn't just leave him on the door, though. He made sure that they answered the door and he talked to them.
Yeah. All right, well,
but anyways, people have like just fallen in love with this dude, have donated money like to make sure he said that there's going to be food and drinks and like people
are
saying
it's going to be a gala.
Yes. And like even cops are like, we're ready for Doug's party.
No, you don't want the cops because the party's over when the cops arrive.
Yeah, I that's
okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Oh, so if we're not
but I'll
invited,
let you know how it goes.
You're going? Why do you get to go and we don't get to go? Wait, it's Feel Good Friday. Aaron, have so much fun at Doug's party.
I'm not going. I'm not a neighbor.
Okay, sorry.
My story is out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh.
There was a doctor. He's an emergency physician, and he's a father of three. He was out enjoying his meal, getting some breakfast when he got the
Can
bill.
Can I just pause you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
You started a trend a couple of weeks ago, and I want to know if you're sticking with it.
What's that?
Are you going to try to make yourself cry here?
I don't have to try. I just
you're going to cry.
I will cry. Yep. Pressure's on now.
It's such a okay. All right. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to know up front because if anybody heard that one, that was like last week, right? And it was like
I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Because I didn't even do a story then because I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to trust.
Okay.
I'm not going to come on after that. No. Okay.
Well, this father was getting breakfast with his three kids, and he got the bill. Turns out the bill had been paid by another patron of the restaurant, and there was a handwritten note on the bill. The note said, "Thank you for being a great dad. From a dad to a dad, thank you for being the dad they need you to be, regardless of who's watching. We need more men like you. Thank you for letting us all see your love for them all. From a retired Army medic." This Army medic paid the bill, left a positive note, and this guy's going viral too, sharing the message. Just, be kind.
It's not throwing a party, though.
The best part of the story, I almost forgot, is that when it happened, apparently the guy's daughter turned and said, "This is awesome. Who can we bless next?"
Aww.
Showing the rippling effect of doing something kind.
That's really cute.
Dang it. All right.
When did I become the strong one?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.